Hello and welcome to episode 39 of Gordon Valentine's podcast, which was recorded today on the 3rd of September 2006.
Yes, and I know you hear me saying this every single blooming podcast to do, but I'm so sorry that it's taken me so long to record this podcast. It's because I've been a little bit busy with lots of stuff that I've been up to in the past couple of weeks, which I'll tell you about later on in this wonderful podcast. Anyway, so first of all, I better say happy birthday to my younger brother Craig, who turned 23. He turned 23 on the 24th of August, so happy birthday to my younger brother Craig. And now I also better say well done to my boyfriend Mike, who's got himself a new job working in his local spa, which is good for him because it means he'll hopefully get more money than his last job was paying him. It's just a bit of a downside for me because it means I won't get to see him quite as often, so I was sort of get used to seeing him virtually every single day of the week, but since he's got, at the moment he doesn't know when he's working, he seems to be working mainly on the days that I'm not working, which is a bit of a bummer, but at least it does mean you'll have a bit more money, so when we do see each other, it means we can do a little bit more. It does be a lovely change because when we started going, I virtually saw him every single night. And now I won't be able to, and I won't get to see him again till Tuesday. But I could technically jive to see him again today, but then, as you all know, petrol costs a hell of a lot, and if I jive into Peterborough every single night, it equivalents to one hell of a lot of miles every single week, which unfortunately, on my crappy pay packet I get every week, I just don't have the money. But anyway, well done to my sexy boyfriend Mike for getting himself a new job. Anyway, so now I may as well give you an update on what's happened with my flat screen monitor. As you may have heard, I sort of got some flies in it a couple of weeks ago. So I sent it back to the people who bought it from Dabs, who were, as far as they were meant to be, sending me a replacement, which I thought, yeah, so hopefully in a couple of weeks' time I'd have a new monitor. But no, for some reason, they've given me all my money back. Which, why they've done, I don't know, with all that I hate to say is I just want my damn monitor back. But in a lot of ways, they've totally boxed up, though, was they've given me all my money back and now the monitor costs less, so if it means if I buy the same monitor again, it means I end up getting it, or I ended up saving about £50 due to their incompetence. So I'm just going to give it a couple of weeks just to make so they don't take the money back and then send me a new monitor, which I doubt they would do, but you never know. So that's another reason why it's been taking me so long to record these podcasts, because I'm not used to having like a nice big 20-inch widescreen monitor, and now I'm gone back to my 14-inch laptop screen, which it's a bit of a pain, and it's even worse. I've had the laptop now since 2001, I'll estimate, and let's just say the screen's had a bit of a better thing, with the hinge on the right-hand side's gone and snapped, so that means the sort of screen sort of sits half on and half off, and I've had to look everywhere on the internet, and as yet I haven't asked to find a new hinge for it, so hopefully we'll find it, so I'm now just panicking that I'm going to break my laptop, which may be admittedly only 700 megahertz, but then it's I still think it's not too bad, to be honest. So now I might as well tell you what I've been up to in the past week or so. So now I might as well go all the way back to time, all the way back to the 20th of August, which was a Sunday, when me and Mike met up with one of my friends from Cambridge for the day. For once, he actually came up to see us. What's the bit of his name? I'm going to try and say his name. I can normally say it, but now I'm going to say it wrong. Namir, I think that's how you say it. Anyway, the tongue tie came up to Sears. I was hoping he'd also bring his boyfriend up with him, but his boyfriend just, don't know why, just didn't feel like coming up. But it was still nice to get to see Namir for the day. So me, Namir, and Mike, I'm still hoping I'm saying that right, went into Stanford for the day and had a sort of nice look around. I may have lived here for quite a long time, but I don't really go exploring at Stanford that often, so we sort of had to look around Stanford, looked around the back streets, and then we went to Ask for a lovely meal. I really like Ask, it's sort of like a Italian type restaurant, it's probably the best way to describe it. They do really nice food. I think I've only ever been to Ask about probably four times in my entire life. I've been to the one in Peterborough twice, and I've just been to that one in Stanford twice. Last time I went to the one in Stanford, we met 2 years ago when me and boyfriend Rob of the time went for a meal. So that was very nice. And once we'd all had our meal, we then sort of had another look around Stanford, and then basically Namir drove me and Mike back to my house. I really like Namir's new car. He's got like a funky Puzo. Can't remember the name of it, just know it's a Puzo, and it's got like funky electric doors, so you don't even have to like touch them with your hand to open, you just sort of, you got like a remote control type thing, you hit like what do you want to go from left to the right, so it's well cool. I think that's the reason he bought his car, because it's got funky electric doors on it. Anyway, I'm now seeing to think what else I've been up to since then, because I've been having really getting really bad updates on my website. I know I've been up to an awful lot since then, I just can't quite remember what. So I guess I better go, because if I sit here too long to remember what I've done, I'll just start gibbling on about rubbish that you don't really want to hear about. Oh yeah, one more thing I've got to tell you about, and that's that I'm going to a friend's 1850 party next Sunday, and he's got it into his head that me and my boyfriend Mike are going to sing It's Ringing Men. My boyfriend's definitely up for it, but the idea of me standing up and going, "It's Ringing Men, Alley, Lou," or whatever the hell it is they sing again, just doesn't appeal to me. My boyfriend might, like make, God, don't die, might make a complete fool of himself. I think that's what I was wanting to say, but I'm, on the other hand, just like a quiet life and don't like making a fool of myself. But then, you might think I don't like making a fool of myself, but as you heard in that last podcast bit I did, it did not sound that good at all. So it's no wonder I'm not a professional radio DJ or anything. I can't even say things like that. Blah, 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 and people are like, what the hell was that all about? Anyway, I'm definitely all going to go now, and I'll hopefully speak to you not long after next Sunday, which is the 10th, I believe, and that's just after Adam's birthday. So I'll let you know how his 18th goes, and if they actually do manage to get me up to sing. And also, wait for it, there's a very slim chance of me having some alcohol, but we'll wait and see. Anyway, I'm definitely going to go now because I've bored you all enough. So that's all for this podcast, and I'll speak to you all very soon indeed. Goodbye.